Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. I'm Alexander Caden. UINWA is the real news. We're just going to tell it to you with a little flavor. You ready?
Yeah!
Here we go.
Okay!
Minnesota state lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that would establish the nation's first office to investigate cases of missing black women and girls as tens of thousands of women of color remain missing in the United States.
You're kidding me.
Oh my God.
If the legislation is signed into law, it would require the Bureau of Criminal Apprenticeship to operate a missing person alert program for black women and girls. The Office of Missing and Murdered Black Women and Girls would review missing persons and cold cases. The first of its kind project is expected to cost roughly $2.5 million.
Hell, it's about time.
A white student is suing Howard University for $2 million in monetary damages for pain, suffering, emotional anguish, and damage to his reputation after he was expelled from the Howard University School of Law. I don't even know what to say behind that. Families and individuals who were forced from their homes after the Los Angeles Police Department conducted a botched explosion of fireworks that destroyed their homes are now facing the prospects of eviction from the city-owned hotel where the city put them. In other words, the city blew up their homes, then they put them in a city-owned hotel, and now the city is trying to put them out. Damn. It's about time. Eli Lilly will cut some prices for some older insulin later this year and immediately give more patients access to a cap on costs they pay to fill prescriptions. The move promises critical relief to some people with diabetes who face annual costs of more than $1,000 for insulin they need in order to live. A group of human rights attorneys have filed a joint submission urging the United Nations to review abusive solitary confinement practices used in the United States against Black Americans. The submission, which comes ahead of a trip by UN officials to the U.S., details the physical and mental health repercussions of solitary confinement. The visit is part of a four-point agenda to end systematic racism and human rights violations by law enforcement against Africans and people of African descent, and comes after the Biden administration extended an invitation to the UN in December. And we appreciate what the UN is trying to do, but it's probably not going to be able to do a damn thing. The head of the Chicago Police Department and the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois announced their resignations hours after Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot lost her bid for re-election. Well, the chief knew he was going to get fired because that's what the other two candidates said they were going to do if they won. So I guess the chief just said, you know what? I'm out of here. Okay, black people, listen to what I'm about to tell you. Did you know that Elon Musk recently agreed with a cartoonist that said that white people should stay as far away from black people as possible? Did you also know that he posted that statement on Twitter, which he owns? Black people, I don't know what you're going to do, but me personally, I will not be using Twitter ever again. Or I should say, not as long as Elon Musk owns Twitter. Why would I support a platform owned by a man that says he wants to stay as far away from me as possible? You know what? I'm going to help him. I'm coming off of Twitter. You do what you want to do, because that's what you're going to do anyway. But I suggest you do the same thing. Listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude, with yours truly, Alexander Caden. UINWA is produced for the Urban Internet News Network. Okay, Serenity Baby, come on in. Tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.